Who built this? Me, brick by brick.
I don't lose! I win! That's my job! That's what I do!
My philosophy is, why be normal when you can be the
best ever? I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
That's how winning is done.
You just gotta grind.
Don't quit! Don't quit!
There is no tomorrow!
Keep going! Keep going!
There is no tomorrow!
I'll never give up. Never.
Cowards do that and that ain't you! You're better than that!
There's human beings that have different temperament and different minds and different mentality and a ruthless competitive drive that's almost terrifying to the ordinary person. That guy, if we were living 1,000 years ago, he would be on a horse with the biggest battle axe waiting in the back, hacking heads off, and everybody would be running. And those people have always existed. Right. These dominators have always existed.
Yeah. You've got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus. Like, for me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys.
There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre and being like average and just fucking burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You're scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits.
It's up to you. The ball's in your fucking court. No more fucking around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. We can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't fucking help you. Only you can fucking help you. Grab your fucking balls, get a fucking notebook, and write down what the fuck you're gonna do this year. And this is it. You're not gonna have these problems. Fuck the drugs, fuck the cigarettes, fuck that dumb bitch. It all starts fucking today, all right? No more fucking excuses.
Motivation is crap. It's people right now, maybe listening to this, they'd be motivated to go run. If it's cold somewhere where they're at, allow them to shut that door, go back inside. That's motivation. It comes and go as how you feel. If you and your wife are good, if you and your kids are good, if you're good at work, you're motivated. I like a mother whose life is imploded, ain't got shit in life, and says, I still gotta get after it today, man.
Like, I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, let me see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? Where's all this teaching? You're teaching people. You can't do shit yourself. You need to show people that you can do it.
Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life. Sequences and numbers. Nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
Start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective's not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
Yeah, I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back. I got to get my head back in the game. I got to figure this out. It doesn't mean you leave. It means you study it more. And whenever I fail at something, people always say, man, how do you handle failure, man? I fail a lot, dude. I fail all the time. They go, how do you handle it? What I'm trying to do, and this isn't being arrogant, man. It's being real. Not many people are trying to do. I'm trying to do shit, man, that many people aren't trying to do, but I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're going to try to do something, not trying is failure. That's not some after school special shit. But when you're able to go out there is no failure. It's attempts.
So many of us come from these small places in our mind that we're not willing to think outside of only what we've seen. Our mind works in such a small compartment. And one thing I was able to do was to dream. And until you're able to really put yourself into that dream, but don't make dreams your master, that's where you truly become what you're destined to become.
You know that expression I always say, guys? You burn the midnight oil now, otherwise you stay awake in the midnight hours wondering what if. We destroy that here tonight. It's 2 a.m. right now. No one here. Mano to mano, me and you, and where we want to go tomorrow. 2 a.m. What I love about 2 a.m. is that we're not living by the clock, man. Just because the clock says 10 o'clock time to go to sleep or 9 to 5 time to go to work. That's bullshit. If you're in bed right now and you're rolling around, you can't fall asleep, get the fuck up. It probably means you haven't done an honest day's work to earn that rest at night. 2 a.m., not a fucking person's here. All those motherfuckers that come here with their hair done, the makeup, you know, these guys come in their shirts to be seen. Missing the fucking point, man. Missing the point. You're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your fucking dues so later in life you never wonder what if. We're putting the work in now so we never wonder what if. Not run by the clock. Run by our desire where we want to go tomorrow.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
Your attitude has a giant effect, not just on your life, but on other people's lives around you. That's the other thing about it. Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges. And the people that look at those challenges and go, why do I always have these challenges? They're cancer. Those people are dangerous to be around. They will rob you of your enthusiasm. They don't give you any fuel. They're the opposite of fuel.
Yeah.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends. But they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends. And they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. Fucking nerd. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
There's times where you can go without your friends, you can go without going out, you can go without other people around you. You have to separate yourself from the pack. You have to be willing to spend time with yourself. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. This is so true. And when you do these things, you'll start seeing that, okay, well, I used to do this. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision because your friends will still be doing that. And you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with the crowd anymore. You just don't fit in. Now I got something to, you know, you'll start getting away from people that are negative. You only want to be around positive. You'll start like not wasting your time on things that aren't productive. And you will start taking your time and energy and putting it into things that you enjoy doing that are productive for yourself.
People need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There is no 5K. There's no, I'm going to get into school to be this or that and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits,
But each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. It's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframed the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, is the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
I always fix the things on the surface. So if I couldn't read and write, I learned to read and write. I would always fix these things on the surface level. And so whenever something hard would raise its ugly head, I didn't have any kind of tools to handle it. I'm like, man, I thought I fixed this already, man. But no, I didn't go deep into the dungeon of my soul to say, okay, what is making you a quitter? What is making you a weak man? What is making you afraid? And so that's why I kept on quitting and going back to start, or not knowing how to get through hard times. And that's why I always tell people, I'm not a theorist. I didn't study, I didn't study a book. I literally put myself in a fire repeatedly, like a sword. You put a sword in a fire repeatedly and repeatedly. If you keep on doing that, you're gonna get a nice sword. And then you keep on beating it. You gotta beat the shit out of it. And that's what I am.
Yeah.
I became that. I said, okay, we can't quit. We gotta figure out why you are this.
It's called discipline. It's called being a man. It's not about feeling like doing it. If you only do things you feel like doing, you know what you end up doing?
What?
You end up sitting around with a belly drinking soya fucking latte bullshit. That's what you end up doing if you only do what you feel like doing. You have to wake up and say, I don't feel like training, but I must train. I will only drink water. You need to do what you're supposed to do, not what you feel like fucking doing.
Okay.
That's the difference between a man and a fucking child. You do not become a man doing what you feel like doing. You become a man doing what you're supposed to fucking do. The men on the Titanic didn't feel like dying that day. It's your duty.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
People want to know how I'm always motivated. It's the unseen work, which you just said is a true statement. I'm out running at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, in the gym, long sessions by myself. That's real. How I'm able to just extract dopamine, the good dopamine, whenever I want. Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad for people, all this, who's going to carry the boats and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every fucking day. Like, when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish.
So I define learning by same condition, new behavior. And so when you go to a video game and you battle through the level and you battle the boss, if you keep doing the same thing to the boss and you keep losing, then you have not learned, because you have the same condition and the same behavior. And so I often say that, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if the goal is to get better and you're like, man, I really want to learn something from this podcast. If you listen to this podcast and then you're in the same exact conditions as you were before, and then you do not change your behavior, you learned nothing.
But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.